This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The lights are out.
Hurry, get to the lights go out.
The game is over. And we're here to pick up the pieces. This is Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game.
Evan Porter spins out to Daniel Tice. He's back on the floor. Trying to move in. Jalen Green. Pass knocked down by Gary Payton. The second picked up by JTA. Over to Payton. Lob inside. Wiggins flying in for a two-hand slam. Poole feeds in. Payton the second. Backdoor baseline jam.
That kind of night, once again, inside Chase Center, John Dickinson with you as the Warriors beat the Rockets 120-107. So the Warriors' homestand continues, and the Warriors continue to rack up wins as Golden State improves to 8-1 on the season. Best record in the NBA as the Warriors now the only team in the Western Conference that has one or two losses. The Utah Jazz got beat tonight in Orlando, so everybody else in the West has at least two losses, and for the second consecutive game, the Warriors send an opponent packing at the bottom of the Western Conference standings. 1-9 were the Pelicans when they walked out of Chase Center on Friday night. 1-9 are the Houston Rockets as they walk out of Chase Center tonight. And the Warriors are preparing for their first back-to-back of this young season as the Atlanta Hawks are going to be in here tomorrow night. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. That's the phone number to participate in the program. You can give me a call. You can shoot me a text. What do you like about this ball game, which in many ways looked like a lot of other ball games that the Golden State Warriors have played in this building this season, and another night where a big run, and really a couple of big runs, wind up proving to be the difference for the Warriors, who led this one 37-32 at the end of the first quarter. Kind of a defense optional first quarter here, but the first little flurry late second quarter, and it was another night for another bench player to come through and make an impact, one of many. Otto Porter Jr., late second quarter, kind of a back-and-forth game. Warriors putting the Rockets on the free-throw line quite a bit, allowing them to hang in the game. But then Otto Porter Jr. Brought Chase Center, the crowd, to its feet with three consecutive threes late in the second quarter, turned a close game into what briefly was a 10-point lead and wound up being a 69-61 halftime lead for the Warriors. So they gained some separation there. And then where this game really was flipped in the Warriors' favor for good, late in the third quarter, the Rockets, again, hanging around. It's 83-80 with about 5 minutes to go. So mid-third quarter, 5:01 to go, it's 83-80. Warriors over the Rockets, and the Warriors would go on a 15-0 run. It would wind up being overall a 20-3 run in the final 5:01 of the third quarter, and the Warriors would have a 20-point lead after three. Stephen Curry would not have to check back into the game in the fourth quarter, although it did get a little dicey. You were kind of wondering around the 4 or 5 minute mark, would the Rockets make it close enough to where Steve Kerr was going to be compelled to put Stephen Curry back in the game. Draymond Green, who was in some foul trouble tonight, was he going to have to get back in this one as well? But he winds up playing just 22 minutes. So all in all, the Warriors get a win, another thumping of a lesser opponent in this building when you look at what they've done to the Pelicans and the Rockets this weekend, the Thunder last weekend, and then even throw in Charlotte, who was in a bad way when they came into Chase Center, and the Warriors able to win by 13 tonight, but the game really wasn't that close. 41 the other night, they beat the Thunder and the Hornets by 21 and 22 respectively, as the Warriors continuing to add on to that league-leading point differential as they sit now at 8-1, but handling business against these lesser opponents on this homestand has been a key, and the Warriors, while it hasn't always been pretty, there's been a lot of different contributors off the bench, and there's been really one big run in each of these games that have turned out to be blowouts or at the very least double-digit victories where the Warriors are able to seize control. Tonight, those two runs, the biggest keys for me in this one. Late second quarter, Otto Porter having his night where he winds up going for 15, and another game where Gary Payton Jr. is just, or Gary Payton II rather, is just all over the place. All over the place, a plus 27, a team high plus 27. He keeps going up for dunks. We played his dunk on the lob from Draymond Green, and you know, I put this out on Twitter during the ball game. You know, it's getting to the point with Gary Payton II where almost every night he's pulling a dunk out of the hat that you didn't think he had in the hat or in the bag. But he does have it in the bag, and he's showing it time and time again. So maybe it's time to stop thinking that Gary Payton II doesn't have that in the bag, because I think everybody inside Chase Center, 18,064 deep, another sellout, was thinking when Draymond threw that up that Gary Payton II was probably not going to be able to come down with it, but yet he was able to come down with it and brought everybody to their feet. And he's just been an electrifying player that you just add it to the list of quality depth that you really didn't know if you're a Warriors fan that you had, in terms of him being the 15th man and the final player that wound up on the roster after he cleared waivers and then was signed on October the 19th when the season started. So you figured in a perfect world, Bielitsa was going to help, Porter was going to help, Lee was going to help. I think a lot of the depth at times, the conversation, you know, Jordan Poole's going to help when Klay Thompson comes back. What's going to happen with the young guys? What's going to happen with the young guys? But I think Gary Payton II is another young player, inexperienced player in terms of a lot in the NBA, but somebody that's got a little bit more life experience than some of these other younger players, and he just continues to be a perfect fit. Somebody that can defend and change the game that way, but somebody that in a very unique way can help the Warriors even offensively because of the way teams have to defend him, putting bigger players on him. And he's able to cut and draw them up toward defenders in screen action and wind up cutting and getting some opportunities to get to the basket, because the Warriors have bigs who can shoot. So if one of your guards, you know, isn't the most adept shooter, although Payton's been able to knock down some shots, then he can get to the basket more in the offense, and the outside players can shoot the three, and the Warriors have been able to really use that to their advantage in this early season, in this last stretch of games. Really going back to about 2 weeks ago tonight, when Payton saw his first significant action in Sacramento and made a real positive impact in that game. That was a game where Andre Iguodala was resting, coming off the banged-up hip. Warriors gave Iguodala a night off tonight. Moses Moody got some first-half minutes in the minutes that were available because Iguodala wasn't going to be out there. But Gary Payton II is somebody that played that night and really has been a major factor every time he's been asked to get out there on the floor. Since, and now he's somebody that Steve Kerr is saying on a night-in, night-out basis, has played his way into a position where he's going to have to get back out there and be in the rotation on a night-in, night-out basis. So another depth piece for this already extremely deep Warriors team. It's just getting deeper and deeper by the minute. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. John Dickinson inside Chase Center, where the Warriors beat the Rockets tonight 120-107. Game that really wasn't that close. Warriors led by as many as 21. They were up 20 at the end of the third quarter. And really the only negative on the night for the Warriors was the fact that they fouled. And you know, you always hear Steve Kerr talking about he wants to keep the turnovers down, wants to win the possession battle. And when the Warriors have not been as good defensively, typically they foul too much. And that's a big part of the reason why the opposition gets to the free throw line, can stop the game, can force the Warriors to play more half-court basketball, but also can get some easy points, some cheap points. And the Rockets are a team. Whitey Gleason mentioned this on Warriors Live as he joined me. The Rockets are the kind of team that does get to the free throw line a lot, but they don't make a lot of free throws. And you go back through this one, the Rockets wind up finishing the night 37 free throws. The Warriors committed 27 fouls. The Rockets only made two-thirds of those free throws, but they did have a 25-17 advantage on the Warriors at the free throw line in a game that wound up being a 13-point lead. And that really was the story of the night as far as why this game didn't really turn into a blowout until late in the third quarter when the Warriors had that massive run. And that was because the Warriors, Steph Curry had three fouls in the first half. Draymond was in some foul trouble in this ball game, and the Rockets with their athletic younger players were able to attack and get the Warriors to foul them, and that allowed this game really for a good chunk of the first 30-31 minutes of the night. It never felt like the game was in danger if you're the Warriors, but there was a scenario where it felt like maybe it was a little bit closer than some of these other games had been. And I think that as the one real negative for tonight is probably something that Steve Kerr would point to. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. John Dickinson inside Chase Center here. Before we pause, let's go ahead and hear from the head coach of the Warriors, a little bit of a shorter post-game session downstairs in the Bill King interview room. Let's hear from the head coach of the Warriors, Steve Kerr, following this one.
All right, Coach, what did you think of the lift that you guys got from Otto tonight?
Yeah, he was great. I mean, that stretch in the second quarter had the bench jumping up and down, excited, and then he was part of that that late third quarter run as well. So it was a lot of fun. Otto and Belly have just given us a totally different dimension from really anything we've had, you know, since I've been here. Just having two bigs who can shoot threes like that, it really opens up the floor.
Steve, Steph played just 27 minutes, Draymond just 22. How important was it to limit them going into what's coming tomorrow night?
Yeah, I mean, that was it was huge. We know how talented Atlanta is. And so we were hoping that we could, you know, come out with a victory without having to play those guys, you know, over 30 minutes. That was the hope going in, but you never know. And I thought Houston played really hard and they played well for a long time. But that last stretch at the end of the third, you know, broke the game open and allowed us to rest those guys the rest of the way.
Just last game, Andre was looking at the box score and said, we've got to find a way to get Jordan to the line more often. And I think he got there 9 times tonight. Did he do anything differently, or is that kind of just what the game provided for him tonight?
No, I just think he had some openings and he attacked and just did a nice job recognizing driving lanes. But that's big, you know, when he can get to the line. He's obviously a great foul shooter. And then also we can get our defense set up when anybody's at the line. So those were important free throws. I thought Jordan played really well.
So when does Gary Payton II replace Steph in the starting lineup?
Plus 27 tonight for Gary. He's just doing it nightly, and great weapon to have coming off the bench. And I think I've said this, but what's great about this year's team is we have a lot of shooting, a lot of spacing, which opens up the floor for Gary. So this year's team is a much better fit for him than last year's team was. And that's why he's able to make such a big impact now.
Can you recall anybody else who's at his size has been the kind of lob threat that he has been for you guys?
No, I can't. I mean, I thought Draymond threw the ball over his head on that one. And the guy is amazing. He's so athletic, but he has long arms too. And he's just got great timing on those lobs. And it's really fun to watch him play.
Steve, you talked about it a little bit the other night, but Gary's been scratching and clawing for like 5 years to get to this point. Why do you think it suddenly clicked so well for him right now?
For Gary?
For Gary, yeah.
I think because of the makeup of our roster. I think we're much more able to put him in lineups that make sense. A year ago, it was tougher to do that. We just didn't have the spacing. And so we did find, you know, pockets for him, and he had some really good games for us. But to me, Belly and Otto and Andre, the additions of those guys has made the game much more playable for Gary in terms of putting him into combinations that fit.
You guys emphasize defending without fouling, and I think they got to the line 37 times tonight. What do you make of the whistles?
The whistle was good. We deserved all those fouls. We were fouling like crazy. Coming into the game, we were doing really well through eight games. That was one of our goals in training camp. We hadn't even brought it up over the last couple of weeks. And then I think it was 22 free throws in the first half, if I'm not mistaken. So took a step backwards in that regard tonight. So we got to clean that up.
Going back to Jordan, you told me after shoot-around the other day that you think that he's one of your team's best at just attacking the rim and breaking down defenses. Is that something that you've talked to him about, you know, as well as shooting is really easy to fall in love with, but he is really good at getting to the rim?
I don't really have to say much to him. I mean, there's a reason we drafted him in the first round. He's just got a lot of speed and ability to get by his defender. So he's playing a really important role for us this year with that ability to break down the defense.
Hey, Coach Kerr, James Hill with BNC Sports. Talk a little bit about the back-to-back experience. You get a W tonight, a quick turnaround, and you'll see Atlanta.
Yeah, it's our first back-to-back of the year. I think we're ready for it. I think it helps that both games are at home. You know, not traveling between the back-to-backs, it makes it a little easier on the players' bodies. So hopefully we'll be ready to roll tomorrow. Atlanta's a really talented team, and they were resting tonight, so we got to be ready to go.
Yeah, the Warriors will have to be ready to go tomorrow with the Hawks in here. The Hawks struggling a little bit to begin this season, and they're playing game two of a road trip out here on the West Coast. They lost last night. They're 4-6, a team that was in the Eastern Conference Finals a year ago, and was a handful for Milwaukee before the Bucks ultimately wound up going on to win the NBA championship. But the Hawks have dropped three in a row, and they blew a lead, a double-digit lead, going to the fourth quarter last night in Phoenix, and the Suns were able to come back and beat them. But, yeah, the Hawks 1-5 on the road to start the season, and that's going to be a fun matchup. Steph and Trae Young and a lot of young talent on that Hawks roster, and the Warriors playing better than anybody over the first 3 weeks of this NBA season. We'll pause here. 888-957-9570, your thoughts on this one. Would you like to see Gary Payton II in the dunk contest? Well, Gary Payton addressed that very thought. We'll hear from GP2 coming up next. It's Warriors wrap-up. John Dickinson here inside Chase Center. Warriors beat the Rockets tonight 120-107 on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tice above the break on the right side. Pass deflected, stolen by Otto Porter. Behind the back dribble to the front court. Pulls up. Heat check three.
The Otto Porter Jr. Show.
Wow. 69-59. Just like that, the Warriors lead by 10.
Now back to Warriors Wrap Up on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, the third of three consecutive threes, late second quarter. Game was basically a one possession game, teams exchanging buckets, and then Otto Porter Jr. takes the game over for a bit. Three consecutive threes, wound up being 69-59. Rockets would get a two going in at the half. 69-61, Warriors get the lead at the half. They go on to win it 120-107. Warriors wrap up here on 95.7 The Game. John Dickinson back with you inside Chase Center. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Anytime Otto Porter Jr. is stealing the ball and then pulling up from three, a la Steph Curry or a la Tim Hardaway back in the Run TMC days, and it's going down on a heat check, you know it's probably a good night for the Golden State Warriors, and this was a very good night for Otto Porter Jr. During that flurry in the late part of the second quarter. Porter Jr. finished with 15 points, all on threes tonight for Otto Porter Jr., 5 of 6 from three-point range. And the thing that Otto Porter Jr. continues to do, which has been, I think, most impressive, I mean, we all know he can shoot, but Otto Porter Jr., he's rebounding at a pretty high level. He wound up with 9 rebounds in the ball game tonight. And there have been a couple of games where he's actually led the team in rebounds. And tonight, another one of those nights where he led the team in rebounds with 9. Draymond Green had 8. And there's been, I think, 3 times where Otto Porter Jr., I know 2 for sure, but I think it's actually 3 times that he's led the team in rebounds on a given night. And that's somebody that we're talking about that's not playing a lot of minutes, 18 minutes, and he's getting, you know, 9 boards in this ball game. So that's an area where I know rebounds aren't always the most important thing in the world, but we've seen the Warriors get crushed on the boards a lot. And if you're not going to have a big team in terms of size, and look, the Warriors don't have Wiseman right now, and they're playing Kevon Looney, who's a center but an undersized one, and then they're basically playing either Bielitsa or Porter or JTA or a little bit of Draymond Green at center from time to time, depending upon the lineup. If you're doing that, you got to get rebounds somewhere. And I know Steph Curry's been praised, and rightfully so, not only for his rebounding, but assuredly for his defense. And you're going to want to stick around and hear what Jordan Poole had to say about Stephen Curry's defense through the first 9 games of this season. That's going to be coming up here between now and 9:30. But you got to get rebounding. People have to step in and fill the void, and Otto Porter Jr. has been one of the guys that's been able to help fill the void. Another player that's really helped fill the void in a number of different ways is Gary Payton II. We talk about the 5 of 6 from Otto Porter. Well, Gary Payton II was 5 of 6 overall, 10 points, plus 27. He had 4 steals tonight, 3 assists, doing a little bit of everything, and that means it's a podium game night for Gary Payton II. So let's go ahead and hear from him post-game downstairs here at Chase Center in the Bill King interview room.
Tell us, are you the best dunker on this team?
We got a lot of guys that can do some things. Whenever Wiggs, decides to you know, he wants to get over the rim. I made him go get one today, so I try to get him going. Wiggs, he's still young, so I know he can still jump out the gym.
Did Draymond's lob to you feel as maybe out of reach initially as it looked?
That's a great question, because it did look kind of out of reach, but I told him after the one in Sacramento, he threw me one, like, it was a little weird. I didn't see it at first, but I watched it and I seen it. And I told him I'll never leave him out there like that again. So I just made sure to just go up there, put a hand up, and I was able to just grip to touch it.
Do you think people knew how much bounce you have? Because I feel like, I mean, I didn't know that before.
Yeah, if you watched the G for the last couple of years, you know, it's there. But I'm just being myself, and guys are finding me. And all these guys know that I can go get it if needed.
Gary, following up on all that, would you like to be in the dunk contest?
I don't have too many tricks, you know, like the young guys have these days. They got some things, you know, I'm an in-game dunker. Worst comes to worst, I just put it on somebody's head. So I think I'm just going to stick with just putting on head, get 2 points, and get back and play defense.
So at halftime, I talked to your pops, and he said how proud he was of you and, you know, that you've been able to do this for 5-6 years coming chasing this. And if you finally got to a place and let you do your thing. But he also said that, you know, he takes no credit for your athleticism.
Sounds about right. Respect.
But he did say that defensively, he goes, yeah, you know, he saw me play and he was around me. So what's his impact on you, on your defense, whether it's mentally or physically?
To be honest, we really don't talk about defense at all. Like he said, I was just watching around him. And I think just down the line to somewhere it just clicked. When I was young, I wasn't offensively, you know, gifted like he was. So I had to do it on the defensive end, and I made sure I just was great at defense, and it led to steals, dunks, and that's how I got my offense going. Since then, you know, we really don't talk about defense at all.
Do you look forward, like tomorrow Trae Young and the Hawks are coming in town, do you look forward to situations where you get to face up against somebody who's got a, you know, reputation?
Oh, absolutely. Take that. I know who's coming in here. I, you know, stick to the game plan and, you know, just try to take away, you know, things that Atlanta likes to do.
Pretty consistently this year, you guys have defended well without fouling. There are a lot more tonight. Anything they were doing, you guys were doing, just a different officiating crew?
Well, you know, we got to learn that different groups, you know, are going to call the game different ways. And, you know, we just got to adjust to how the game's being called and the flow of the game. So I think we did that in the second half, you know, just showed hands and played together, send guys into crowds and, you know, do what we do best, limit them one shot, gang rebound and get out in transition.
Heard coaches say that defense is mostly about two things, desire and sort of a almost like a passion thing, but also a lot of it's mental. How much of it is coming from the heart? I mean, pride.
Probably 90-95% of that, you know. And one stop gets everybody going, gets everybody locked in, gets everybody, you know, excited to go down, you know, get a bucket and come back and let's get another one. Let's get out and get a run, and you know. And so it just trickles down from the top to the bottom. And that first unit did a hell of a job tonight, pushing that league and making stops. Draymond, of course, is normal. 30's getting hands on ball. Jordan's been phenomenal on the defensive end, you know. So we just got to keep it going, and, you know, anybody can make plays for us.
Do you ever think back to just what it took for you to get to this point where, you're going to be around now?
It took, 5-6 years and just a lot of sacrifice. Just seize the moment, seize the opportunity, and like you said, I'm just trying to stick around.
Yeah, they're designing lob plays for you in the half court. Have you ever had that before in your career? I mean it more from kind of the way they're using you, kind of, you know, 4-man, 5-man kind of on the offensive end. Is that very new to you or you know, in the G League, have you been kind of used essentially as a big?
Yeah. I've been the 5-man guarding up against big fives in the last couple of years. So whatever I can do to help the team. You know, we have different lineups, small lineups, play the dunker, come set screens, you know, whatever we need.
Hey, Gary, it's James Hill with BNC Sports. Can you describe what your family legacy in basketball means to you personally, and you're able to live your dream right there in the Bay Area, and it's through hard work and effort, but can you just talk about what it means for you personally to be a Warrior and to play NBA ball?
It's hard to put that in words, but more than anything, I just I wish my grandfather Pops and AP, my grandmother, was here, you know, for this moment. Rest in peace to both of them. But I know they watching from above, But just to see everybody come out nightly on a nightly basis, my uncles, of course, my dad. I don't know how he feels, you know, playing here in the Bay with everybody. Earl sitting courtside, always supporting. He's always been there from the jump. I can't give you a word for it. It's just it touched right here. Every time I step on that court, every time I see family up there in the stands, it's just different.
Yeah, good stuff there from Gary Payton II as he has another impactful evening for the Warriors, plus 27 in just under 20 minutes, 10 points, another thrilling dunk, which is becoming a night-in, night-out deal for him. And no tricks, though. No tricks for GP2, he says. He's more of an in-game dunker. Not a lot of tricks that you would need to be an active participant in the slam dunk contest. I'll admit, man, I was thinking about that tonight, and I'm glad the question got asked downstairs. But just kind of having some fun with it, I thought, wow, this he gets up, and he one of those that'll thunderously dunk on somebody. But I started thinking, man, who would I want to see in the slam dunk contest? And yeah, I think Gary Payton II, but you see this a lot when guys actually get in the dunk contest. There are some guys like him that get in and then they don't have the creativity, because so much of getting in a dunk contest and winning a dunk contest is being creative. It's being able to throw the ball up to yourself or do this kind of spin or go between the legs and do all those things. But those really aren't a lot of the dunks, the type dunks that you know happen in game. He's going up and catching lobs. He's trying to cram it on people, and that's impressive. But it is a little bit different style of a dunk than a lot of the stuff that you see in the dunk contest. So GP2, though, I think being a little modest. I think he's being a little modest there, and not want to get too caught up too soon as somebody that has spent these last few years trying to work his way into, you know, not only being a consistent NBA player, but also being somebody now that's going to be a night in, night out contributor on a team that has some pretty high aspirations. So I think he's maybe trying to tamp down some of the hype and still keep it where it's substance over style. But he's been able to have both working his way over these last few ball games. And yeah, interesting as well. Mentioned the G League. And just how he was put in positions to do some of the things that he's been asked to do with the Warriors during his career in the G League. And also a nice nod for tomorrow night, as it'll be Trae Young in here and the Atlanta Hawks in here. And look, Steph Curry's going to be a heavy part of that matchup. And Gary Payton II is somebody that's going to be a big part, I think, of that matchup and trying to defend Trae Young and everything that he brings to the table in terms of getting to the basket and the pull-up threes and just the gravity that he can suck up from a defense and be able to create so many different openings for his teammates to make plays. I mean, he took his game to another level last year. I know when Trae played here against the Warriors going back to late March and right after the trade deadline in the 72-game campaign, that was during the period where Stephen Curry was out after he had taken that spill in Houston and had to miss some ball games, came back and tried to give it a go, then wound up missing some ball games. So that Hawks game was one of the games that Stephen Curry missed, and Atlanta wound up putting a thumping on the Warriors in that time. So to get those two able to go head-to-head against each other is always going to be a heck of a lot of fun. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. John Dickinson inside Chase Center tonight where the Warriors beat the Rockets 120-107, now 8-1 on the season. And you look at the ball game tomorrow, Hawks were in the Eastern Conference Finals. That's a fun matchup, but the Hawks are not playing well. They're 4-6 to this point. The Timberwolves got off to a little bit of a hot start through their first four games, but they're a team now that's struggling at 3-5, and they've dropped four in a row after the 3-1 start. And then the Chicago Bulls are a team that got beat, as they are prone to do, against Philadelphia last night. So the Sixers are leading the Eastern Conference at 8-2. The Bulls 6-3, and we'll see where they are when they come in on Friday night. So still more opportunities ahead for this Warriors team to make some hay and really continue to pad their record in this time that they're going to be playing without Klay Thompson and without James Wiseman until those two can get healthy and come back. A little bit of news before the game that we mentioned on Warriors Live. Steve Kerr, not really a surprise here at all, but he told reporters before the game that James Wiseman, Klay Thompson, not going to be traveling with the team on this upcoming road trip. The Warriors are going to open that trip a week from tonight in Charlotte. They'll go to Brooklyn, Cleveland, a surprising team to this point. Cavaliers are 7-4 and playing well. Then Detroit before the Warriors come back home off of that trip. But they'll get a little bit of a test. Charlotte, Brooklyn, Cleveland, Detroit. Detroit obviously is one of the teams really struggling to this point. They're 1-8. They're down there in the Rockets area of things. They're down there in the Pelicans area of things. But you look at Cleveland, they're a surprising hot start. And Brooklyn, for all of the problems surrounding Brooklyn, they're still 7-3. You'd think sometimes Brooklyn, with the way that they're talked about and some of the drama that surrounds them, you'd think that they're 3-7, but they're not. They're actually 7-3, and that's going to be really, I think, the biggest test that the Warriors are going to have these next couple of weeks until you get back where the Warriors are home right around the Thanksgiving holiday. There's some tougher games the final week of the year and on into the early part of 2022. But this next week, plus maybe that first game of the road trip in Charlotte, still some opportunities for the Warriors to continue to pad this thing and continue to set themselves up to further their hot start. We heard from Gary Payton. Payton, double figures in scoring, three straight games. That's a career high for him. It ties a career high for him, the three consecutive games. Another player that has seemingly flipped a cold spell into a hot streak is Jordan Poole. Didn't talk much about the first quarter in the first segment tonight, but the Warriors led 37-32 at the end of the first quarter, and a big part of that was Jordan Poole, who went for 15 in the first quarter, 5 of 6 shooting, got to the free throw line four times, and you know, just like Andre Iguodala said, and we played that cut after the game on Friday night, the next step for him is to get to the free throw line. Well, he got to the free throw line 9 times in the first half, and he winds up with the 9 free throws for the night, making all 9 of those free throws. And Jordan Poole has played and flipped. And I think that's just what we're going to see from him. We're going to see hot and cold stretches from Jordan Poole, and he's just going to be one of those guys that you don't want to get too down on when he's struggling, but you also don't want to necessarily, at least at this young stage of his career, act as if he's completely arrived either. And I think we saw that based on the way that he played in the preseason. I think there was a lot of conversation about, well, he's arrived, he's this, he's going to make a jump. And the truth is, he still could make that jump, but that jump is not going to be made without still the normal ups and downs that a young player goes through. And let's just call it what it is. He's a streaky player both ways. He gets in some white hot streaks where he's making everything and can go off it similarly to the way Steph Curry can, maybe a mini version of that, a lesser version of that, but he can get hot, and then he could take some of the worst shots and have some of the worst misses that you'll ever see, but those misses aren't indicative of some kind of a dramatic fall off. And you look at Poole in the game tonight, he winds up with 25. Poole had 26 in the game the other night against the Pelicans. He had 31 in the game against Charlotte. And so Jordan Poole starting to snap out of it these last three games for him, and really essentially I think turned what was a cold start into now a hot streak, and the Warriors have really needed it. So let's go ahead and hear from Jordan Poole following this ball game as he also addressed the media. Here's what the third-year man from Michigan had to say.
What did they do for you guys when Otto came in and sort of lit things up there, that little spasm there in the second quarter there?
It's huge. Otto's so lucky to have him. He's able to space the floor, and he's a really big threat from three-point line, and he's a mismatch for a lot of the fours and fives that guard him, especially in the offense. So being able to get him going early and seeing him catch rhythm the way he did was huge for the run we had in the third.
After last game, Andre was saying how he wanted to see you get to the free throw line a bit more. And I know on the post-game show, they brought it up and you had a big smile on your face. Was that something you were really looking to do to get to the line a little bit more?
I was just playing my game, my normal game, attack the rack the same. And I just, apparently we got a good whistle today. I mean, they listen to Andre in the post-game media. So let's show you how much pull he got.
Jordan, how would you describe the lift that Gary's given you guys the last couple of weeks here?
It's huge. I think I just want to keep reiterating how big of a party is it his team. Being able just to go out there and hound defenders and other best players, especially in that second unit all game. And he's been giving us a really good punch offensively, you know, whether it's making the right play, getting a loose ball. You know, he's had a couple of electric plays the last three games, so he's going to keep it going, and we're excited. We're excited to have him, and he's playing at a really high level right now.
Andre said what he said after last game, and, you know, Steve's come up here and said some pretty public criticisms for you. Do you respond better to those kind of public call-outs or
no? Nah, I mean, they're really the same. If they're saying it in the public, they're probably telling me in private, so I've already heard it. But I mean, can't be good at everything right now. You know, you got to continue to learn, and that's what the coaches are going to do, especially our vets. You know, they want us to be good, and you know, if there's an area we need to work on, we work on it. It's as simple as that.
Hey, Jordan, you and Steph have put up pretty strong defensive numbers together thus far. What about Steph as a defender helps you and helps the team as a whole?
It's huge. Obviously, we know the offensive punch that Steph's going to give us. But I want to say, in this position, Steph's up there for one of the best defenders in the league right now. So being able just to have the best score, like the best scorer in the league, best shooter in the league, go and buckle down on the defensive end as well, just gives us so much energy, so much life as a unit. And then being able to just go out there and guard the way that we've been guarding, all five of us on the string, and both units has been key to our wins.
Yeah, so Jordan Poole there, some high praise for Steph Curry, one of the best defenders in the league, one of the best defenders in the league at his position. Also spreading the praise around for Gary Payton II. And the whistle, Iguodala's influence in the league, buying him some calls. I think that's what Jordan Poole was getting at there, saying that Iguodala in the post game was getting Poole a better whistle tonight than he did and has maybe at other points of the season. However it came about, and I don't think Jordan Poole, and Steve Kerr alluded to this, and we played the audio from him, is scared to attack the basket, but sometimes he can attack the basket in a manner where, you know, it can be a little bit out of control, and you don't always get the calls. Now, there's other times where he's able to get to the basket and very cleverly finish. He'll have some of the more beautiful finishes that you'll see as well. But I definitely think in the 510 on the text line at 888-957-9570, Poole may be streaky, but having Iguodala on the team is going to help him. And I think to Poole and what he just said here, Iguodala's already helping him. So good to hear from Jordan Poole, podium game from him as the Warriors win this one 103-82, and Poole playing well, scoring the basketball over these last three games. Couple of quick notes here, we'll also a couple of texts to close things out. The Warriors' depth and firepower dominating teams, that from the 510. Curry and Poole, best backcourt in the league, says the 213. Love people listening down in Southern California. And the 240 chiming in, don't mind the fouls at all. We're talking about the Warriors putting the Rockets on the free throw line 37 times tonight. This was one of those games where, you know, Steve Kerr has said it. You don't want to be fouling too much. That can be a difficult time for the Warriors, but the 240, I prefer fouls a lot more than turnovers. I think Steve Kerr's probably with you on that one. fouls over turnovers, but there's times when the Warriors struggle where it's actually both. It's both those teams. We saw that a lot last year when the Warriors struggled. They would foul too much, and they would commit turnovers, and it would stop the game. It would muck the game up, and the Warriors would get less shooting on that team than this team, and the game would kind of get bogged down, and that would give the opponents opportunities to get some victories. Final couple of minutes here. And some notes, Warriors with their fourth straight win that ties the best winning streak of the season. They won the first four, then took the L to Memphis, and now another four-game streak bookending the one loss there. Warriors scoring 115.8 points per game, shooting at just a tick under 49% from the field and under 38% from three, holding their opponents, though, to 91.5 points. That's been the key, the defense. And the Warriors are 8-1 for the first time since 2018. You got to go back 3 years ago. That team started, that 18-19 team with Curry and Clay and Durant and Draymond, that team started 10-1, and the Rockets have a personal winning streak. Warriors have a personal winning streak over the Rockets now at four. The Warriors have won six of the last eight games versus the Rockets. They'll play again here in San Francisco on January the 21st. And now the Warriors in six of their nine games this season have had 30 or more assists. They've won every single game, 31 tonight. They're 6-0 in those games, and they lead the NBA with 30.2 assists. So the Warriors are making things happen on that end, and they're also making things happen in terms of getting in the passing lanes, double digits and steals for the third consecutive game as they wound up with 12 tonight. And if you go back through the regular season of a year ago, the Warriors were 15-5 to close the regular season last year. They're 8-1 to begin this year. So that's 23 of the last 29 in the regular season, going back to, I believe it was April the 10th when the Warriors started that streak. And so they're playing very, very well. Jordan Poole, one quick note on him, his third career half of 20 or more points tonight, as Jordan Poole had 20 in the first half. So a lot of good notes and nuggets from this one, as the Warriors win their fourth in a row. They get the job done tonight. They beat the Rockets 120-107. All right, that's going to do it for me. Thanks to everybody back in our San Francisco studios for Sterling Bennett. Also appreciate the help of Brian as well, Craig Valentino. Really appreciate everybody putting in a long day, a lot of hard work in the studio in San Francisco to get this thing on the air. That'll do it for me. Kolsky's got you covered for the post game tomorrow. Keep it locked right here all day long. Going to be a busy day. A lot to talk about with the 49ers tomorrow, a lot to talk about with the Warriors tomorrow, and we got you covered all day long. So keep it locked right here on 95.7 The Game. That'll do it. We'll talk to you soon here. Warriors win it 120-107, and you heard it right here, 95.7 The Game. Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.